Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. A.J. Tarpoff talking about something he calls treatment failure. Back on that in just a moment.
Once a calf leaves the home place, they're sent off into the real world, where they'll face the real elements. Alone, exposed, vulnerable to chilling winds and angry skies. It's where all kinds of hungry respiratory viruses, monstrous bacteria, and dangerous predators lurk. So you'd better make sure they're protected. Enter Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ. Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ provides broad protection against key respiratory enemies, and it is specifically labeled to protect against the most common type of BVDV in the country, type 1B. Because when the real world is relentless, you'd better have relentless respiratory protection to match. Visit PyramidVaccines.com and talk to your veterinarian about Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ today.
Bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, is the number one disease that cattle producers will be facing when they deal with incoming stockers into their beef cattle operation. But Extension veterinarian Dr. A.J. Tarpoff says there are other ailments you've got to pay attention to that will look similar to BRD when you take a first look at those critters.
But I did want to break it out today and talk about other things that would look similar, that we have some depressed calves early on arrival that are not bovine respiratory disease. And if we treat them as such, we're going to have treatment failure because we have different diseases processes that are actually happening. The biggest thing with lameness, the two specifics that I brought up today, number one being toe abscesses. Okay, toe abscesses are where we have a hoof wall breakdown. Okay, the hoof goes down to the sole. The sole is the bottom of the hoof, and the hoof wall comes over where those two meet, called the white line. Sometimes where animals damage the bottom of their soles, they will actually tear away enough of that sole that we get exposure of bacteria from the outside environment to get inside the hoof wall. And when that happens, of course, the immune system attacks it and forms an abscess. Well, that abscess is extremely, extremely painful. There's so much pressure on the inside of that hoof that the animal won't want to walk on it. They're very uncomfortable. They'll get very irritable, so they may be very flighty, and they may even get aggressive whenever we try to handle them. Think about it. If you hit your thumb with a hammer and your thumb swells up and you feel all that pressure underneath your fingernail, that's exactly what these cattle are going through, except they have to walk on it. Okay, so they will walk very different. The way that they walk, they will position their feet in very strange ways that cattle should not do whenever they're walking, just to get the pressure off of the toe. The toe that usually gets affected most out of some of these feeder calves are on the back feet, on the outside toe. Okay, that's kind of our most often culprit. Sometimes it's both, but more often than not, it's that outside toe on the back foot.
Dr. Tarpoff says in some cases, these problems that will end up causing lameness have happened before the animals arrive at your place. But you need to be careful that when they get to your place, you don't cause some of the problems.
We don't want to be causing these toe abscesses. Sometimes they happen from damage prior to shipping that we can't control once we bought these animals. Okay, but number one, maintenance on our own equipment. Loadouts, unloading areas, making sure all the areas are they're free of any pieces of rebar or any welds break on metal plates on the inside of chutes, making sure all that is repaired like it should be so we have no sharp edges that these animals are going to be running across of.
And how you handle those calves also can make a difference.
That's the other thing is low-stress cattle handling, making sure those animals aren't slipping and falling, and making sure we're not applying too much pressure where they would try to run or try to get away from us, but keeping those animals calm, cool, and collected while we're kind of pushing them through our facility, and then making sure the facility itself has the upkeep and the maintenance to ensure that we don't have any sharp edges.
And Dr. Tarpoff says sometimes after your cattle arrive and you've worked those cattle, you turn them out, a few days later, one or two of them may come up lame. You've got to keep a sharp eye out for those critters.
So some of our infectious arthritis cases, these are the, you know, big swollen joints that we see on some of these young calves. Need to make sure that they're not injuries from a shoot or from handling. But when we start seeing some of these issues in the carpus, in the hocks, in the elbows, in the stifles, that they get extremely lame, usually on one leg lameness, could be multiple legs, but we start seeing these swollen joints. When we start looking back at the history of these animals, they came in, usually they get treated for respiratory disease, and about a week, 10 days later, we end up getting them pulled again because they're lame. Okay, they're three-legged lame, they have a big swollen joint. It is not foot rot. Okay, we need to make sure that we clearly distinguish what a foot rot is that usually happens later in the feeding period, that soon after a BRD insult, some of those bacteria may have seeded into the joints of these cattle where we get a lot of inflammation. That's where we get these blown up joints. The two major players of bacteria that we're dealing with are one, Mycoplasma, and two, Histophilus. So how do we handle these animals? Well, number one is we need to make sure that the respiratory disease is taking control. The respiratory disease could kill them tomorrow. The lameness, the arthritis, that's going to take a long time for total healing to get them back to production. So once we do have them in treatment, we've got the infection under control, we can kill all the bacteria out of that joint, but the inflammation's already there. The damage is already done. So what we need to do is make sure that we handle these animals a little bit differently, where they're on a nice bedded ground in a pretty easygoing pen, where they don't have to compete with their pen mates, okay? They can rest. They don't have to go very far for feed and water. I like to call it the vacation pen for a little while.
Dr. A.J. Tarpoff, you've got the beef buzz on Ron.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stocker cattle on Tuesday, feeder cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at okcwest.com or drop by the sale barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.